Miss E-Class here, and I have a special guest in the building. To everybody out there, who you are?
Hey, what's up? It's Mila J.
Whoop, whoop. Mila J in the building.
Yes, yes. My first time. Okay. Happy to be here.
Welcome to Naptown. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so I guess first things first, how did you get started in the game, period? Like, what was your big break?
Mm-hmm. I actually got started as a dancer. Okay. I was a child dancer, like, around 5 or 6. And through my dance company, I actually had an agent. And that agent would, like, send me out on different things, like, for commercials or dancing background for, like, certain artists or music videos as well. One of the first videos I end up booking. It's a party going on in here.
We got a party in here right now.
Yeah. One of the first gigs that I actually booked was a Prince video. So that was like my first taste. Yeah, I was a kid in that video. Kind of got a taste of the industry from that. And then I already kind of grew up around singing and because my father was a musician.
Nice.
So like our garage was a studio. Just always had music surrounded. And, you know, just because I'm from L.A., born and raised. So, you know, just meeting different people through industry stuff. Mm-hmm. I ended up kind of dibbling dabbling in groups, and then that didn't work out, so then I still wanted to pursue music, so I was like, okay, since I've tried 2 groups, let me try, you know, doing it on my own.
Right
And that brings me to now.
Yeah. That's what's up. So besides your father, obviously, what other musical influences play a role in your life and your career?
Growing up, it was Prince, because that's who he played in the house. Yes. Prince, he's just a creative genius to me, so I felt like he always brought something exciting and different, wasn't afraid to go left. But I would say most, probably more than anyone, is Janet.
Nice.
Like, when I saw her, like, my dance company, we used to go. Anytime she had a concert, we would go. And it was usually, like, a themed after her. Like, we had this Full Rhythm Nation.
the hats and everything.
Number, yeah, we went to the concert dressed Full Rhythm Nation. And I remember seeing her and realizing, like, okay, that's what I want to do. Because I felt like not only was she a singer and a songwriter, but she was, like, an all-around entertainer. You know what I mean? So, and just, like, always reinventing herself. So she was definitely, like, the reason why I wanted to be an artist.
Okay.
And then, you know, just growing up, like, TLC was another one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll say those 3 predominantly were the ones that inspired me to be an artist.
Okay. And we all know Janae Aiko is your sister.
Yes.
Both of y'all are mad talented and beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Any chance of a collab coming up with her?
We haven't done one yet, but you know, I'm sure when it's time and when it makes sense, we will.
In due time.
Yeah, in due time. Right now, you know, we're focusing on, you know, she's doing her thing, I'm doing mine, and you know, we just happen to be related.
I feel you.
You know,
I get it. Speaking of collabs, what other artists would you like to collab with in the near future? Any?
In the near future, I would love to work with Kanye.
Yes.
I would love to get in with like Pharrell or Neptunes, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would I want to work with? I would want to work with Nicki, YG.
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to so much different music that it's like I'm open to so many different like collaborations. Like I listen to John Mayer, so it's like even doing something, you know, a little left.
Right here, me and you just like, I listen to it all. So,
yeah. So it's like even country sometimes. Like, I don't know what artist I'm listening to, but I know there's a country session at home that I'm like, oh, yes, I love these songs. So, yeah, I mean, those are a couple people that I would want to work with. Of course, Prince, too.
Nice. As a woman, I'm the only female on this radio station.
Yes.
And as you see, what I'm dealing with.
Okay, she is dealing with, it's like a frat house.
Yes, it is definitely a frat house. What is it like for you as a female in the industry? I know it's harder to me, whether, I don't care if you're a radio personality, if you're a singer, what you are. It's just difficult being a female in a game. And do you feel that way, or have you had any problems?
I definitely think as a woman, you do have to work a lot harder just because, you know, just to be respected. But at the same time, in a sense, I'm kind of used to being around all guys. I was born around all guys. So I'm actually more comfortable almost in that element. You know what I mean? It's like, I know how to, you know what I'm saying? And plus, I know how to handle myself. Like, so I feel like, you know, it's just something that comes with the territory. But, you know what I'm saying? When you're talented or, you know, and you have that passion, I think that reads through anything. So, you know, people will respect that. You know what I mean?
I'm with you there.
You know, I know how I got in, and it was through hard work. You know what I'm saying? So I feel confident about that, you know? So.
And that's enough reason to be confident.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of fellas, for all the fellas out there, are you single or not?
Or not, she said.
Or
no,
wrong.
I actually am single.
What? Y'all hear that? She is single.
I'm for real single, and I'm not just saying that.
Look, I know. Sometimes that's like your MO. Okay, I'm single. Don't tell nobody. But yeah, that's what's up.
Yep.
Okay, as far as the single Smoke, Drink, and Breakup, how did you come up with that idea? Did it stem from, like, personal experience?
It definitely was from a past relationship that I was in. See, that's why I'm single now. You know, we broke up. But, you know, it was just, I just came to a realization that it's like, when we weren't, pretty much when we were sober, we didn't get along. And that was that's a problem. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that is it. That's toxic.
Mental note.
Exactly. So, I was like, you know what? This ain't going to last too much longer. And, you know, I had to just break it off. But, yeah, it was definitely from personal, you know, experience.
Gotcha. All right. What's it like being signed with Historical Motown Records?
Crazy. Just because of the history, like, some of the greatest R&B acts have come from that label. Right. So, and it's funny, I was just actually in Detroit. So I was able to go by the original Motown studios, and it's like,
see, that's what I need to do.
It was crazy just to stand out. Yeah, the museum, and it's just looking at, like, dang, you know how many people walk through these doors, you know?
Right.
So I'm just excited because now it's like the new Motown, you know, it's like a lot of new talent, you know, Neo's there, Dream, you know, so many people. So I'm just excited to, you know, add on to that legacy that they've already, you know, have in place.
That's what's up. So do you have any last words for our listeners out there?
Yes.
Contact.
Yeah, I'm about to say contact, y'all. Well, my EP, I want to definitely promote that. That's coming in September. It's called Made in L.A. for Mila. That's where I'm born and raised. Got a new a DJ Mustard record coming real soon.
Ooh,
so I can't wait for y'all to hear that. And, yeah, follow me on Twitter is /MILAJ. Instagram is @MILAJ. And the website is Project Mila J.
There you
and
go.
So, and look for me on the Trigger album. Trey's album coming
nice.
Out. Yeah, I got a duet on there. So,
ooh, okay.
It's called Disrespectful.
There you have it. Mila J in the building.
Yes.
Whoop. Thanks for chatting with us.
No, thanks for having me anytime.
And, yeah, come back again. All right?
It's a party over here.
Okay.
I like this place.
It is. It's for real.
And they got Wingstop.
And Wingstop. Lemon pepper.